Welcome back, everyone, to The Xamarin Show, Snack Pack Edition. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today we're going to take a look at how you can configure your iOS and Android architecture types when you go to ship it to the App Store. Now, you may be wondering, well, why is setting up architecture types really important for iOS and Android apps? And that's a great question, and I'm glad that you asked. And that's because different iOS and Android devices essentially have different chipsets that run on different architecture types. Some are x86-based, some are ARM-based, some are ARM64-based. And based on the architecture types that you ship to the App Store will determine what devices your application can run on. Google Play will automatically filter based on this, and same with iOS in the App Store. So it's really important, and it also will impact your overall app size. So you want to pay pretty close attention to this when you go to ship it to the App Store for the very first time. So let's head over to Visual Studio 2017 to take a look at how to set this up. So here we are inside of Visual Studio, and I have created a brand new project. This can be Xamarin or Xamarin Forms. Both are the same setup. Here I have my Android and iOS app, and all I've done on both of them is right-clicked on the project, and I went to Properties. Let's first start with Android because there's more configurations there. Under Android Options, we're going to see all of our Android options for packaging up our application. Now, what's really important is to make sure that you have the configuration set for your App Store release. So in my case, release. You may also want to change the architecture types for your debug configuration if you're debugging on different devices or emulators. So let's select release. And if we scroll down a little bit on the page, we'll see all of our linker options, and we'll see additional encodings, and we'll see advance. And that's what we'll want to tap on. When we go into advance, this is the main area, supported architectures. And out of the box, we select ARM v7a. This is where the bulk of devices for Android exist today. And you may be wondering, well, why don't I select ARM normal or this ARM 64? Well, there's a backwards compatibility layer. Essentially, think of it that if this ARM 6 can only run ARM 6, but an ARM v7 can also run ARM 6. And here, an ARM 64 could run ARM v7a. So essentially, if I select just ARM v7a, that means that it will support any ARM v7 and above devices. And it'll also be optimized for the ARM v7 architecture type. Now, I usually select ARM v7a and x86. That'll give me the greatest coverage for any ARM v7, ARM v8 or above devices, and any x86 devices that are there. One thing to pay close attention to that is, starting in 2019, Google is going to start requiring that you also ship a 64-bit version of your application. So that means inside of here, I'd also have to select the ARM 64 v8a. It's really important that you take a look at the Google Play Developer Console to see what types of devices are being used in your application. The one thing that you don't want to do is just select all of them out of the box. Make sure that you are smart about the architectures that you're supporting when you ship, so it doesn't increase your app size too much, and to make sure that you hit the requirements for both Google Play and Apple. So let's take a look at our iOS application. Over here in app.ios, in my property grid under build, this is the main area for our application. Under iOS build, I've selected my release and iPhone configuration. You want to make sure that you select the correct configuration, just like we did for Android. Now, we'll see our linker behavior and supported architecture. If you create a brand new project, you may only see ARM 64. And that is because if we open up our info plist, file that describes our application, we'll see that the deployment target is version 11.2, and all devices running 11 and above are ARM 64. So it makes your choice really easy. But if you want to support older versions, we'll go ahead and change the deployment target here. If we toggle back over into our project settings, we'll now see a long list of different ARM architectures to support. And specifically, Apple requires that we ship a 64-bit version. So we'll have to set a configuration for either ARM v7, ARM v7s, plus an ARM 64 build. I usually do ARM v7 and ARM 64. That gives me the widest coverage on iOS. And just like that, when I ship my app to the App Store, I'll ensure that I'm shipping an application that supports older and newer devices, and I've optimized my bundle for both iOS and Android. So there you have it. In just a few minutes, we've configured our iOS and Android application to ship it to the App Store by selecting the architectures of devices that we care about most. Well, that's it for this episode of The Xamarin Show. Make sure that you subscribe. It's up over there, down over there. Ding the bell, and make sure you get the latest updates right in your inbox. So until next time, I'm James Montemagno, and thanks for watching.